Good morning. It's great to be with you this morning. If I haven't met you, my name is Chris Ivey. I'm a member of the Peridgian congregation, and I'm also in this role today. I'm also the principal of St Andrews, so that's sort of part of my... I actually wasn't given much of a brief, so I'm going off script and just talk about whatever I feel like this morning. So thank you for that. That's great. I guess, wanted to share my thanks to you, Mark and Susan, your family, for what has been a great friendship over the last 10 years. Some great memories that we have as families of working with the Calders. And just to want to clarify a few things before they leave us. We went to Fraser Island and Michael came with us, and as a man who never gets his four-wheel drive bogged, the one time I got bogged on Fraser Island was with Michael. So my reputation was completely shot. So Michael, I apologise again that you saw me at my weakest moment when I bogged my Land Cruiser. So there you go. We also have some injuries occurred when the Ivy family and Calder family get together on my boat. And Emily still has scars from Megan's braces when I have a biscuit at the back of the boat and you flip them off the back of the boat, and Megan's had braces at the time and caught you somewhere on your arm and ripped chunks out of her arm. So lots of embarrassing moments. And Philip, thanks for the camping times. What goes on camp stays on camp. And I think Tim Barrett will agree with that one too, so thank you there. But it has been great to get to know your family, to be part of your family, to share great times together, and also to share things with ministry, because as was mentioned, the Calder, the team Calder, have been involved in so many ministries here. 630 was one that was started, I'm going to say, by Susan first. Is that, yeah, by Susan, then others, those followed along. What a great ministry we had, and there's the team at the back, the first 630 group, still in the back row, as we always used to do, the Cardamonies up the back, wreaking havoc. So, but it's great, those ministries that you brought to us, that wonderful ways in which you engaged our community. And of course, as was mentioned, music. It was great yesterday, I must say, those of you who weren't here during our rehearsal, John Beaufoy, it was just brought back memories, a bit of a tiff between the Calders as to who was playing the music the correct way, and John and I just went, get the popcorn and watch the fun begin. So what you see on Sunday is fantastic. A lot of work goes behind the scenes to create that awesome music. But guys, your ministry to us through so many ways, through the music, through 630, has been really fantastic. And Mark and Susan, we promised you at some point a trip in our boat, and we've never done that. So when the Burrendong Dam is, the Burrendong Dam is just south of Dubbo in the Diocese of Bathurst. It actually goes all the way up to, if you don't know the Diocese of Bathurst, it's a really big diocese going all the way to the border. So when the dam fills up, I'll meet you there. Because one day the Lord will prevail and rain will come and the dam will fill and we'll take you for a ride then, and maybe even teach you to water ski, Mark. I don't know. I'm just... It could be a lot of fun. But that's what being friends in the Lord Jesus is all about. It's about sharing great times together because of our common love for Jesus. So, Calder family, thank you for the times we've shared, many great moments together, and thanks for allowing us to be part of your special moment, such as marriages and all those important things. And Mark, to you as a brother, thank you for the journey we've had as principal of St Andrews, and you as the minister in charge of our parish. We've shared a lot, and it's been great to share the ups with you and to share some of those downs with you. And there have been a few of those, and we've had moments trying to get chaplains at St Andrews and trying to get good Christian ministry teachers, and we've learnt perseverance, brother. We've learnt perseverance, but thank the Lord for Gary and for Tim, too, a great team we have now at the college because of continued faith and continued prayer. So thank you for your support. We finally got there and getting some great people to work in the life of our school. And my last comment is really just to say thank you for visioning for us and giving us bold ideas. Because today you have people in front of you who did step out and try Family Church, and that was a big call to say, let's try something different at Sunshine. And we gave it a best shot. Didn't necessarily work out, but you had the courage to share that vision with us, and I thank you for doing that. And I guess we thank you for allowing us to be courageous and doing things. And of course, the greatest one we've done is to start the Peridgian congregation. That was a big move, to set aside a bunch of people from this church, I think, yeah, a few from Sunshine, but mostly from this church, to leave the safety and the comfort of this church to start a new congregation down at the school in Peridgian. And thank you for that partnership we've had over the last number of years, and that it's been an awesome time to do that, and it's great to see so many people from the Peridgian Church here, because we are one church, and to start a new congregation is a great legacy, and we, as you said today, will stay strong in that as we continue to look both for an associate minister, of course, as well as a senior minister. So to you all, we just pray that God will richly bless you, that you'll continue to teach from the scripture to stay faithful to that, that you'll stay awesome in your encouragement, Mark. You're a great encourager one-on-one with people and as a congregation, and I pray that as you transfer that ministry into a different context, that it will be a good one and that you'll enjoy wearing purple. It's a beautiful colour and I think it'd just look great on you. So. Now, I haven't got a set of keys because one of the things that Mark was always very good at doing is rattling his keys and saying, Calders, it's time to go. So rattle the keys, Calders, it's time to go.